gender queer,
a term which refers to individuals who queer or problematize the hegemonic notions of sex, gender, and desire in a given society.
Rommel, however, steps in to simplify it on Queerilicious.
Welcome to a brand new show of Queerlicious with me, Romal, and I've got the awesome, awesome Sam Kodnur with me in the studio. I am not going to call you Sham. Your name is Sam. I'm just kidding. His name is Sham. You can call him Sam. You can call him what you want. He's fine with anything. So, Sham, I'm so happy that you found time to come and join me. I know you're like packed with work. You have a new job. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You'll have to talk a little louder, Sam.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And by the way, for all of you wondering, Sam now officially works with Payana, which is a
NGO.
NGO that works for the minority communities within Karnataka. It's one of the communities that, I mean, it's one of the NGOs that plays a huge, huge, huge part in most of the events that we do for the queer community in Bangalore. And I'm so happy that they've taken Sam on board. But we're going to talk about the awesome life of Sam Kodnur, Sham Kodnur, today on our show. So, Sam, let's start from the very beginning. I want you to tell people about when you realized that you were probably queer. And I know you identify as a gay man now, but you did identify as being a bisexual man at one point of time. Yeah.
I don't know why do you all want me to accept it, but
you did at one point of time. I think when I first met you, you were bi.
I never recognized myself as bi, but I was confused. Maybe
okay,
I was in a confused
state. Okay, then
fine.
I'm absolutely chill with that. So you tell me, when did you first realize that you were probably queer?
I think I always knew that there's something different, but I never knew what was it. Like, I think I've repeated it already.
I know we've done this already on HQ, so, but I'd just like you to quickly take me through that.
So I didn't know there's a word called gay or queer or homosexual, even homosexual. I didn't know what was it, but I knew that I'm going and I'm sleeping around with
men
and I thought I was wrong. And only when I met a special person who was very sweet, and then I thought, oh, I can fall in love with men too. And that is when I started searching about it on Google and on different places, and then I realized that people like me are here.
Now, I'm going to call you Sham. I feel terrible calling you Sam. Okay, anyway, so Sham, I know you come from a mixed family, you come from two religions and all kinds of things. Did that have a very strong reason for you to have judged who you were and be confused about who you were?
Yes, that took me, it was again a very bad state of time before I came out, this was. So I, as a Christian, I thought, oh, this is sin, before I knew that there's a community existing out here.
And absolutely.
So I didn't have anyone to speak to, or I didn't know anyone who was like me, or though I met people, but they were like just for maybe just an evening, and then next day I would tell them, sorry, I don't know you. So I never built a friend circle in the community, so no one was there that I could share. So at that time I always thought it's sin being doing these things, and I started going to church. That's why I started going to Mormon church.
Wow, so, and they're really against being gay. That must have been funny. So
yeah, I never came out to them, but I knew what all they spoke about gay, or what all they spoke about.
But I know for a fact that you have a very, very good opinion about the Mormon church. You really like them, don't you?
Yes, I really love the way they follow the religion. That's
absolutely
what I
think. I think they stick by traditions, and they're very ritualistic and things like that. Yeah. So you're one of the few people I know in my life who has a good opinion about the Mormon church, and I'm so happy you brought it up. And I'm definitely going to call you on another show that I plan very soon, where we're going to talk about spirituality, because I know you have a deep sense of faith. You might not go to church anymore, but you have a deep sense of faith, and I'd love to discover that. But that's all happening on another show. Right now we're talking about the awesome queer life of Sham Kodnur. I can't get myself to say it. Sham Kodnur. You're going to be Sam to me.
So I'm going to sing a song for you then. You remember the song that we were singing for you?
Which song is this?
Romala Penne, Romala Penne.
Oh God, no. Why do people need to make songs about me all the time? Oh God. You know, actually, Romala Penne is much better than the present song that people annoy me with. Especially thanks to Vrujin and Jatin, who are two young boys in Bangalore. Jatin's been on a show on Q Radio. Okay. And all they do is, and I can't show this to you on air, obviously, but I'm going to kind of imitate it, and Sam will tell you what it looks like. So they basically go around the room going, Rumal, Rumal. And they do this continuously. It goes on and on and on and on. It just does not stop. Like, there are times when I want to bang my head into the wall and die. So
I can't explain that. I can't tell them how it looks.
Yeah, okay. If you've ever seen the walk like an Egyptian move, so imagine the walk like an Egyptian move, only you move your hands like a worm.
Or what, waves.
Or like waves, yeah. It's really annoying. It's just one of the most annoying things I've ever seen. Okay, we're going to go into a song in some time from now. But before that, Sham, I'd like to ask you this question, and we're going to talk about it once we come back from the song. So when was the first time you fell in love?
That was 2008.
Okay, and was this with a guy?
Of course, yes.
I'm going to keep assuming you're bisexual.
Of course, yes. And it's top secret.
Oh, top secret. So you can't talk about the person.
I can't talk. You know about
the
person.
I know the person. Yeah, you can refer to him. Okay, so, I'm talking to the awesome Sham Kunnur, and we're going to be talking about his love life. So he just told me that apparently he fell in love first with this particular guy, and he hasn't really fallen out of love with him. You're still not in love with him, aren't you? I know you. Look at that.
It's just a crush.
Oh, yeah. Please, I can see that love in your eyes.
Oh, really? My boyfriend will kill me when I meet him now.
But your boyfriend knows it for sure. He knows. See, at the end of the day, we're gay. We never really fall out of love from our exes. We might move on and love someone even more after that. But do we actually really get over our exes? I don't think so.
No.
Okay, so in between love number one and the present love, who we're going to talk about in some time. Okay, what else happened? How many other people did you break? Or how many people broke your heart? How many people you... You know what I was asking, okay?
I guess I broke many hearts and then...
Okay, let's count. Okay, no names. Okay. Remember the count. So how many?
It's difficult. I think you'll have to mute. I'll have to take the names and then count.
Tell me how you met the present boy. I know for a fact that you're not single anymore. So all of you are trying to hit on Sham. He's taken. There are lots of other people in the sea. There are a lot of other gay guys in the sea. Please hit on them also. Like, for example, me. I am still happy and single, so you can definitely hit on me. Sam is taken, so yay!
Yay!
Okay, Shamu, which is also what I call him. Shamu. Okay, tell me, Shamu. So how did you meet the present boy, and how long has it been since you're in a relationship?
Of course not like you giving out your email ID to everyone on air and they can mail you, by the way.
Yeah, but that's okay. So tell me how it happened then. Yeah, I'm a pimp. I will randomly give out my number to everyone. It's not like anyone calls me. Nobody's interested in me, okay? I'm the most uninteresting person on earth. Nobody ever wants to date me. I'm always, I go back home and I cry into my pillow.
Oh, really? That's why you have this 2,000 people following you on Facebook, on Twitter.
Rubbish. You're talking about Samadha Roval. That's not me. I don't have any such people. All rubbish. He's lying, you know. He's coming on air and like, what is this, Sharp?
Come on, Rumal. Everyone knows about you.
Nobody is in...
See, now we're going to get a call.
No calls. Nobody's interested in me. It's absolutely...
And they will be talking to you, I'm sure.
Absolutely not.
Okay, come on, people. Whoever has a crush on Rumal, please call on this number. I don't know the number. Okay, Rumal.
You basically want me to cry to rent. No, nobody is going to call and say anything to me, and I'm going to feel like a total piece of garbage. But anyway, let's talk about your personal life. So tell me, so how did you meet this special person? You want to take his name on air? You can't. You don't want to. You don't have to.
I don't know. But I think last time I did take. But anyways, I met him. We actually met many times, but we never spoke to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I always, after my work, we always met me, Suna. Suna is my really, really, really best friend.
I know, she sings so well. Oh,
I know.
You all should definitely, guys who are listening to this from outside Bangalore, if you're ever in Bangalore and if you ever get to meet Sham or Sam or whatever he wants me to call him right now, you should tell him to make you meet Suna because she sings so well.
I think y'all can listen to it on Q Radio because Q Radio might record the Pride music. So when I used to meet her every day, and she used to be with her girlfriend, and her girlfriend's best friend is my boyfriend now, so he used to always be there.
If your girlfriend's best friend is... That's how you met the boyfriend.
Yeah.
That is so good. Oh my god, I love this story. Okay, go on.
So I suddenly come and start speaking to Suna, blah 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 blah, this is my day, and I don't give them chance to speak to each other because I'm speaking to Suna and she can't speak to anyone else. I'm so madly in love with Suna also, I can...
Yeah, you know, Sam always has this one or two women in his life who he's madly in love with, who he keeps proposing to.
I didn't propose to Suna. She's my best friend. Come on.
Suna was in his life. There was one of my friends called Kavita who he was always out.
Come on. I think women are gay boys' best friends, right?
We know you. Ajay, I don't know what pillow means. What is my pillow is Athal? What is that? Huh? Just make him sense. Ajay is one of our listeners and he is sending me a message from Hyderabad and I don't know what it means. Okay, going ahead. So, you met your boyfriend through Suna. And how long did it take for both of you to realize that you were into each other?
So, actually, I think it's 3-4 months back when... I called Suna and she said, oh, her girlfriend has exam, so I'm like, okay, and then I see him on PR, this guy. So I ping him, hey, all the best, do well. And I'm like, what are you doing on PR during your exam?
Oh, by the way, for those of you who are listening to us for the first time and don't know what PR is, well, PR stands for Planet Romeo. Here's your bit of trivia. Planet Romeo is this awesome way for you to meet single gay men, also sometimes not so single and not so gay. But anyway, there are a lot of men on that site and they're usually looking for... all kinds of things, which we will not talk about on air. But yeah, it's definitely the Facebook of the queer world. Or gay world. Exactly. Let's say gay world, yeah. It's a nice place to meet some interesting people. I've met a lot of interesting people there.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, moving on. I keep cutting in like this. Yeah. I'm just like this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. And so that's how we started chatting on PR. But it was not continuously. He would reply next day, then I would reply again the other day. So then we decided to exchange numbers. We start speaking, and I think that's when we start speaking hours and hours and hours and hours. And then one day, we confirmed it on phone. I know it's weird, but yeah, we thought we should date.
That is okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this goes out personally from me to Deepika Padukone, because I was just looking at her Twitter feed, and she said... she's talking to the whole of India and she says, you gave us one more reason to celebrate Chennai Express. Thank you for making it the most loved film on Indian television. Woman, it went to television because it was not loved. Okay? Down south, we do not like the movie. Some people watched it and liked it, but most of us were quite offended by it. And especially your performance, so...
And I think it went on television because it was flop on theaters.
Exactly. So I don't think you need to be rejoicing about the fact that it's like a super hit film on television. Woman! Please! Like, stay true to your Bangalore roots once. Like, for once in your life, be a Bangalorean. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm done with my story.
That's it? So now, how long has it been?
It's been 2.5 months. That's it.
Oh, okay, touch wood, everyone, please. Let's hope this stays. And I know Sam deserves a great, great partner. He's one of the best people I know. And I wish I could open your PR account and tell people of all those wonderful, wonderful messages people leave for you in your guest book. You know, I think one of my ex-boyfriends actually said that he's the modern age Gandhi.
Gandhi.
And I think that's absolutely apt. I think you are the modern age Gandhi. And I think you're awesome. So guys,
yeah, but it's not good being Gandhi. I think people out there... they must be making fun of me also. Ha, no. Modern age Gandhi.
Absolutely not. Nobody can make fun of you. If they make fun of you, they're stupid.
Shyam Konur.
Shyam?
Shyam, no. Shyam.
But you have a Y in your name. How can you have a Y in your name and then insist I do not pronounce it? I will pronounce it. Then you spell your name Shyam.
It's silent. Why is silent?
What rubbish. Okay, please. It's Shyam. Shyam. Like Ryam. Okay.
All right. I don't want any.
Fine, man. Shyam Konur. I hope this makes you happy. And here's something I've always wanted to ask you. When did your fascination for magic tricks start?
Magic trick fascination... Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what did I pronounce. Okay.
That's okay.
I think it was from my childhood. I had a teacher in my school from my childhood. He was a PT teacher. So he used to perform magic shows in school.
Mm-hmm.
So And he used to stay in my house. We had a hostel. My mom owned the school. So
wow.
He was staying in the hostel. So I started... getting interested. I used to take his books and started reading.
Okay.
And once he quit, after him, it was me doing magic shows in my school events and things like that. Yeah, I know both the magic shows in Pride might be a little bit flop, but because we don't get time to practice and you need a lot of practice for magic shows because it's all really secret tricks that we use.
Now I know for a fact that your, what do you call that? Your partner in crime is Dolly. Okay, so tell me, how did the association with Dolly begin and why aren't you all taking it forward? Like,
When I was this new kid in Pride, when I came in 2010 Pride, I saw Dolly performing, and I was like, wow, can we perform magic also? So I would like to do it next year. So I spoke to Dolly and I was like, can I join you next year? So she was like, okay. And by then I was already being a part of, I didn't know I would go that ahead and being part of Pride organizing committee.
It's so awesome that you brought that up, because that's my next question. So how did you get involved in the Pride?
Again, it goes back to my during I was coming out kind of thing. So let me start it from the starting. So
please, I've been wanting you to do that from the starting.
So after I met this awesome guy who I had a crush on, and he was sweet, not like other guys just ding dong and then go back home and then...
I don't know what that ding dong means, Sham. You have to be a little bit more specific, okay? We are not like as evolved as you are. So ye ding dong kya hota hai? Oh, by the way, agar aap Hindi mein baat karna chahte to aap Hindi mein bhi baat kar sakte hai. To be jhijak phone kijiye. Hamara number hai 0804152833. That's 0804152833. Hum Hindi mein bhi baat kar sakte hai. To please be jhijak phone kijiye. Back to you, Sham.
Yeah, so after I met him, and then I was like, he was one very famous guy. So he was like, no, I can't come out, I can't have a partner, I can't, a lot of things. Till then I didn't know what was come out, I'm like, come out of what or anything like that.
Okay.
So then I think I felt like I need someone after meeting him. I wanted to have someone in my life, and...
I before I forget this, I should tell you that the first time I heard the word come out, I really thought someone will ask me whether I just came out of the bathroom or something like that. I was in college, and I basically... Nobody's ever asked me that question. Who asks you, have you come out?
Come out.
They'll ask you if you're gay or something like that. And this friend of mine, I was just getting back from the restroom, and she goes like, did you come out? And I'm just like... I did, which is why I'm here. And she kind of understood that I meant I came out of the closet. I was, by the way, out. But it was a complete misunderstanding. So I meant I had come out of the bathroom, which is why I'm here. And she thought I meant that I came out of the closet, which is why I'm here. So anyway, the point got across.
That's actually a very good thing that you said, because for me, coming out of closet was not like coming out to the world. For me, it was... After that same incident, it was like coming out to myself, because I didn't know what was happening to me. And when I went home and then I tried to call him so many times, so many months, I don't think he responded because he was scared.
And we've got a caller.
All right.
Hi, welcome to the show. You're in conversation with me, Romal, and Sham Kunur on Queerlicious. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Darshan here.
Darshan, I was just going to read out your message, but before you talk to Sham, let me read out your message and be a sweetheart. So Darshan just messaged me and said, let me read him, as he said, hey, I want to wish Sham all the best for his life, love and work. I'm sure he'll do well. Work hard at Queer Hubba, which I know you will. Okay, so
thank
I read
you,
out
Darshan.
Your message, Darshan. Now go ahead and talk to him in person.
Hey, Sham, how are you?
What's up? How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good.
I was just shy to call.
I can see that.
Why, Darshan? I mean, we're not like, we're awesome people. We don't need to be shy.
Yeah.
And I'm
so
really happy that you.
Him.
And I'm happy really that you called me from Hubli. So it's really great.
You just gave out his
My pleasure.
Okay, so
yeah, I just wanted to wish him. I know him very well, so there's nothing I want to ask or tell him.
Okay, no, Darshan, I'm not going to let you go so easily since you took the effort to call us. I'm now going to ask you to tell all our listeners one really naughty thing about Sham. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
You have to, yeah. Darshan, I know you personally, so you owe me this much at least.
And Darshan knows a lot about me. Please, Darshan, secret.
Darshan, some naughty stuff. Come on, yeah, please.
No, there's nothing naughty about him. He's a sweet person.
You're painting him like he's some Jesus Christ or something. I'm sure he's a normal
human. Oh, well, you're the one telling he's a Gandhi, right? So Jesus Christ would be okay.
No. Darshan, don't add on things now.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you three questions. You don't even have to answer it, okay?
Okay.
You'll get my question when I ask you. So my question basically is, since you know Sham really well, okay, does he like the top half of the body, the center half of the body, or the lower half of the body?
He doesn't like any body.
What rubbish, Sham, please. Help me out.
I would say face.
So you think he's a face guy? He goes for faces?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There. You let out a secret. Thank you so much, Darshan. Lovely talking to you. Okay.
Yeah,
will I be seeing you at the Karnataka Queer Hubba and Bangalore Pride?
I'm not sure.
You know, even if you can't make it for the Pride March, why don't you come for one of the events? You know, just be part of the crowd and enjoy it.
I'll try.
Okay.
So I really can't say anything. Yeah. And nice show, Romil.
Thank you so much, Darshan. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. Nice.
Going to Google or being at Google.
Yeah, I went there and on Google. I did a search saying where do gay men meet.
Okay.
So I found these three places. I think I've mentioned this many times. One was some bathroom in Majestic, and one was Cubbon Park, and
you know,
one was Ching Lung.
I don't get this ever because I've been to Cubbon Park like a million times, and a lot of people at Good As You, which is the support group run by gay men and primarily for the queer group, I mean queer community in Bangalore, a lot of people at that group also say that people meet in Cubbon Park. I walked through Cubbon Park like a million times and I've never seen anything happen.
I've also never seen anything happen.
Are we like ugly? Is that it? Are we not attractive? What is it? Why do all these other people have these stories about Cubbon Park and we don't? Sham, we should totally do something about this.
Let's try it.
Yeah, let's go to Cubbon Park late one night. You know, anyway, the judgment's coming up in a bit from now, so we might not be legal anymore, so let's do it while we're still legal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a laughing matter, people. The judgment is due on the 12th of December. We've all got our fingers crossed and we're all really hoping.
And I don't want to screw it before that, Romil, by going to Cubbon Park and being in jail.
Yeah, but now they can't put us in jail. Don't you get it? Because we're still under the Delhi ruling. Delhi so this ruling. Is when we need to do it. Because after 12th December, we're just hoping we're not illegal anymore.
Yeah.
Because we're nice people. Okay, back to Sham. So you were in Google and you were
okay,
on
okay.
Google.
I found Cubbon Park and then I found Ching Lung.
Uh-huh.
So that's Ching Lung is a bar. I think you all know it.
Ching Lung is Bangalore's most famous gay bar. It's on Brigade Road and it is often housed by Sham Kunoon.
I know. Yeah, it was at that year when I started going every day for a year thinking I'll find people like me over there.
I know so many people who say, you know, that everything can change in Ching Lung, but Sham Kunoon will still be there. So.
Because that's where I got to meet a lot of people from.
I know,
community.
And I think it's a bunch of awesome people who hang out there. I just wish I drank alcohol, man, because that would make more sense for me to sit there in a bar. Because I don't drink alcohol, and it's just sad. Because I just sit there and I look at all these people having a good time, and I'm just eating my peanuts. And I'm like, okay. Another evening. Okay.
Come on, I think you must be having more fun looking at all these drunk people doing drama.
But I see that on a daily level. Do we gay people need alcohol for drama? Like, really? Do we queer people
need
alcohol? It
will be extra drama.
Yeah, they're usually dancing and all, but nothing out of the way.
Yeah, that's really bad. When I started going to Ching Lung, I remember I found it weird first because I'm like, wow. I think I'm still different. I think I'm a different gay boy. I don't think there's anyone like me.
You but, are unique, darling. You're just so unique. Look at you. Look at your gorgeousness.
No, come on. But after
how your face is all cut. And all. See, I can hit on you shamelessly now since you have a boyfriend.
So that's when I...
Oh, by the way, people, Sham has such a gorgeous jawline. If I've like run a paper next to it, it'll get cut. It's that hot and edgy, so...
Paper will get cut or my jawline will get cut?
The paper will get cut.
Okay.
So your jaw is like so sharp. And,
oh.
Oh, by the way, so Sham likes Hrithik Roshan, people. What do you think about that? Do you think Sham should continue to like Hrithik Roshan?
I love Hrithik Roshan. Is there anyone who wants to take me out for Krish 3? I've still not watched it.
You have a boyfriend? Can we like call your boyfriend and ask him to take you out for Krish 3?
No, that's okay. He's a little busy at his work. So.
Oh, okay, so Sham's opening out this relationship to people.
No, just for a movie, huh?
Just for a movie, so you have a really small pocket, people. If you want to get in between Sham and his new boyfriend, take him out for Krish 3. In the meantime, if you think Sham should not like people like Hrithik Roshan, call us and tell us, because I think you shouldn't.
I'm going to kill you, Roman. He's so nice. He's so cute.
Ew. He's just so gross.
He's so cute.
How is a 6'3", I'm thinking, man?
He has six fingers.
Oh my god,
he has so cute face shape, or whatever it is, yeah.
Ew, I still go, ew.
He has nice nose.
Nose or nerves?
Nose.
But you also have a nice nose.
I can't love my own nose.
Yes, you can. Self-love is totally acceptable in today's society.
I think I've done that and people are, what's wrong with you? You were one of them, in fact.
Let's continue with the story. So then you went onto Google, you went to Ching Lung, and then how did Ching Lung lead to the Pride?
I went there every day thinking I'll meet someone, but I couldn't. Then finally I saw someone who had commented on that crush that I had on his profile, and I think I followed, I actually followed him to the bathroom and like, how do you know him? Why have you commented on his profile?
Did you do that voice? Did you go and be like, how did you know him?
Yeah, actually, and that guy comes out and tells his friend, this guy's followed me to bathroom and he's hitting on me. He thought I was hitting on him.
Mm. I don't know where that term came from. Yeah, it's really weird. Why do people say hitting on people? Do we never really hit on people?
What do we do?
We just go and like flirt with them. We should be like, he flirted on me.
Flirted on.
Hit on me is so violent.
I know.
Okay, so then from there to the Pride, how?
I met an awesome bunch of people there because he came and complained.
Okay.
So I found all of these people, and then they were the one who spoke to me very well.
Okay.
I can name them if you like.
Go ahead.
My best friends like Sanat, Yusuf, and Kumar, and there are a lot of people who I met, and they introduced me to Bangalore Film Festival actually. By then the Pride was over when I met them, so after a few months, they actually first took me to parties, took me to house parties, and then they introduced me to Bangalore Film Festival.
That is so awesome. And I must say that I'm so proud of you that you were introduced to the community by a bunch of community members who I still haven't seen stand out and do stuff for the community, whereas you have.
Actually, and they tell, we brought you here and now you're introducing us to even more people.
That is definitely something that I'm so proud of you for, because I remember, I actually don't remember when we first met. We should probably talk about that over the break. When did we meet, Sam?
Again, I think Film Festival.
Film Festival. Okay, so Bangalore has the Bangalore Queer Film Festival, which happens during February or January every year. And that's another event that we look forward to. But right now, we're during the Bangalore Pride, and we will tell you more about that in some time after we finish talking to Shyam about his awesome, awesome queer life. Hi, this is Romal and Shyam on Queerlicious. Who am I speaking to?
I'm Ashish.
Hi Ashish. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my class.
Which is in?
Bangalore.
Listen, guys, people, all my callers, you know, I know where you're from, but my listeners don't. So you need to tell me where you're from, yeah?
So I just focused on class because I wanted to tell, talk interesting, because I am bunking my class to listen to you people.
Wow.
Are you saying we're talking rubbish? Like, are you saying we're boring you?
No, I'm just telling, for just in case.
Okay, I promise you, Ashish, we're not deciding to bore you. We haven't taken any fact when we said we will bore Ashish.
Anyway, I'm enjoying it so far.
Okay,
so,
Ashish, how well do you know Sam?
Pretty well.
Okay, so now give me one dirty secret about Sam that none of us know.
No.
See, Darshan also did not tell me, and now if you also don't tell me, I'm going to cry. Already so many people are calling.
Okay, one dirty secret.
Yay! Go ahead.
He doesn't know much dirty secrets, but he knows very important ones. Please, Ashish, careful, not anything.
But the problem is I have a very, very bad memory.
Ashish, what is this? You're a Leo. You're supposed to be like me. You're supposed to take my side.
Yeah, with bad memory.
Yeah, Leos and Leos are good friends, you know, so he won't tell my bad secrets. Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're another Leo. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was going to tell that.
Okay, fine, yeah, don't say anything. All of you people, just take Shyam's side. It's fine.
Yay, thank you, Ashish.
Well,
he wants to say now. Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, that Leo and very close to that B word, you know, it just irresistible.
Okay, B.
Okay, so go ahead and tell me what your secret is.
He told it, but he censored the word, that's all.
That Leo and that B is very close word to it. What does that even mean?
Seriously,
I think everyone understood. Ashish, just Romal
didn't. Really, yeah, I'm being really, really dumb.
I accept that.
Shyam about his stand on polygamy.
Shyam, what is your stand on polygamy?
I hope his boyfriend is listening.
Are we talking about polyamorous relationships or polygamy?
Yep.
Because polygamy means like several wives, and I don't think Shyam wants several wives.
You may never know.
I may never know. That's true.
No, I don't want. Ashish, you're mad. Ashish, you're mad.
Yep, I know.
Okay, Ashish, let's go ahead. So what are your opinions on polyamorous relationships, Shyam? Tell us.
No, I'm very, very decent, innocent guy. I like only one relationship. Ashish, happy?
No.
Ashish, okay. You're just not being a nice guy. You're just not telling me and you're making me think. You know, I don't want to think right now. I've been thinking all day. Can you please, like, give my brain a rest, please?
Just walk a little more.
Please bowl.
He can't use such words on air, you know, Roman. So sad.
Yep.
I'm not going to think anymore.
I think most of the listeners understood what's a B-word.
Okay, then all of you understood and I didn't and I'm dumb. Fine, okay. Thanks, Ashish, for calling in.
Yeah.
Thanks Ashish.
Dumb.
Make, teach your students well. Don't just concentrate on the show.
Don't listen to radio, okay? Please, teach them like stuff.
No, but listen to this show. After that, you can go back and teach, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Okay, that was Ashish calling in from Bangalore and I still feel really dumb. I don't know. My head hurts. I'm thinking a little too much. Shams, it's all your fault.
What did I do?
Just generally, it's all your fault. Like, whatever is happening is your fault. So I think asexuality, even though they are, asexual people are a minority, I don't think they come into the queer umbrella because asexuality means no sexuality.
But I'm sure even they go through a lot of discrimination.
We're always going to be there for them, but we're not really fighting for their rights in any way. Yeah?
They mostly face discrimination through family
exactly.
Or
and
friends.
I don't think any family is going to be like, no, you cannot be asexual. Go marry a guy, but do not be asexual.
I'm sure.
That situation will never come, so it's totally fine. Yeah. I mean, your parents would rather
they will think, what's wrong with you? Why are you not interested?
They'll probably take you to a doctor or something. Yeah. And your parents are never going to be like, okay, be gay, but don't be asexual. They're quite happy with you being asexual. They don't have a problem with it.
Sure.
The problem is when you are sexual with the wrong gender, as most straight parents would put it. Okay, so let's get back into that conversation. I wanted to ask you, Sham, now I know you're part of Payana, which is an amazing organization to work with in Bangalore. How did this whole crazy rendezvous with social activism start?
See, I don't call it activism for myself. I know people might call Sham as an activist because I feel I want to myself to be somewhere free. So I'm trying to create a space for myself. I know I'm selfish here, but it's
creating
all
a space for yourself is your right. It is not being selfish. It's okay.
And when I came out, I found it so difficult not knowing something, not knowing anything. And I saw 2009 Pride on TV and I was like, wow, that's when I got to know even more about things.
Okay.
So that's when I thought I need something to be there for people to know and go. And when I'm sorry, no offense to any organization, but I didn't find it very comfortable to really go to any organizations actually.
Okay.
So that's the reason when after my first Pride of then I alone started, I could say, this group called Mist.
Okay.
So and then I tried to do a lot of things alone. We had few friends support. I think first year even you were helping me a lot with
I will still continue to help you. It's just that I've been too busy.
Yeah. So I had a lot of people coming in and going, and we tried to do. And you even remember we have this event on July 2nd called Indian Coming Out Day.
It's one of my favorite events in Bangalore. Actually, I like it even more than the Pride and the BQFS.
Yeah.
It's an amazing event,
and we don't want to leave, whether it's a weekday, we try to do it on the same day. We don't want to change the date.
So tell people about that event. I think very few people know about it.
So because the Delhi High Court judgment day was 2nd of July, and after it came on the Supreme Court, or even before that, people were not, after the Supreme Court thing happened, people were not really, I think, in any way celebrating it. And that's when we thought, it's our first victory. We don't need to forget it, even if the Supreme Court thing happens or not. So we should not forget our first victory. That's what we believe. And that's why our group named it as Indian Coming Out Day. And we thought we'll celebrate it as a coming out day for India on
so
that day.
So if December 12th goes in our favor, will you change the date?
No, it will not.
Why?
It's still first victory that India
got. But this
got.
Is our biggest victory. It's a Supreme Court victory.
So we can call it the gay or the LGBT Freedom Day something like
yeah,
other countries have.
Let's
definitely
do that. It's a day that we should remember for the rest of eternity if it comes in
if
our favor.
If it comes,
If it doesn't, well then, Okay, I'm in conversation with Sham Kunur. For those of you who have just joined us, we're talking about a lot of things, including his awesome queer life. He's right now telling me about his rendezvous with social activism. He right now works with Payana, which is sexual minorities or...
Health
group,
NGO.
And so tell us more about your present job.
So, as I started getting involved in these things, I took help of a lot of people from ALF.
Okay.
And for MIST, sometimes, like, we are not a registered organization or mm-hmm. we are not anything, because we believe in creating a family and not an organizational way following
Absolutely.
Some structure.
You prefer the informal method.
Informal,
which
yeah,
I totally get, yeah.
So we need a lot of help. We need help from different groups. Like,
true.
I started interacting with Payana while I wanted police permission. So okay. they helped me with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and during Pride, and I started getting involved, and then I got a chance of joining the general body member
wow.
or something like that.
Nice.
So it was, I think, few months back. And then now when I became more involved in all these things and mm-hmm. started getting to know that there was a job opening, and I was anyways jobless for 2 months, so I asked them, can I join you? And
that is brilliant.
That's how
I'm so
I joined Payana.
By the way, Ashish Pandey, you are not forgiven. How dare you said we make your life boring or the show boring. I know you were kidding, but I am not going to forgive you. So Katti, go. I don't like you anymore.
Oh, by the way, Ashish is also very sweet. He is helping me a lot in organizing MIST events.
I know. Ashish actually spoke about it, and I know how you called in his show and welcomed him to MIST. I thought that was really, really sweet.
So, and also a lot of other friends of mine like Guru, Mayank, Suna. I would like to thank all of them, because when I started, I was alone. It was so difficult.
You need to do that properly. So you have to act like you just won Miss India, and you need to say it then. You feel like, I'd like to thank. Yeah, okay. One, two.
No, I'm not going to do
that. Come on. Okay, one, two.
No.
Okay, you won the Oscar award, okay? One, two, three, go.
Oh, how do I do that?
I'd like to thank Mayank. I'd like to thank Ashish Pandey. I'd like to thank all of you. You have been such an inspiration, and it's because of you.
Support.
Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. So go. Come on, you can do this.
Okay. I'd like to thank Ashish, Guru, Mayank, Suna.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, not to forget, I would like to thank Varun from Denmark
yes.
and Suraj from US. Yes, very sweet.
Okay, Shamu, Mumu, thank you so much for coming to my show.
Okay, Romala Penne.
It's always so much fun to talk to you, and I think you're just such an awesome guy, and I'm so happy you found love, and touch wood,
thanks.
I hope it stays. I hope the whole community supports your love story. Thank you guys for tuning in. Bye.
Yeah.